Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. You are the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in you will never die. Life never bounded or constrained, tamed chaos took the flood in hand, determined these should now recede and bear what would become the land. And so this day their boundaries set, God named one earth, the other sea, and then beholding both were good, love's eye was drawn to shrub and tree. Life thus addressed our Mother Earth, and charged her color, bloom, and root be lavish in the gifts you bear of greening forests, plants, and fruit. And so it was, and it was good, our planet's splendor stood untrod. Each peak, each valley, plain, and pond poured forth its poetry to God. Thus evening came, and morning came, the third day when our earth first breathed. So fragile, faithful, fruitful, free, by life sustained, by love conceived. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. As the Abba has loved me, so too have I loved you. Live on in my love, and love one another. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. Martha, my dearest friend, you are busy about many things. Mary has different gifts, let her be as she is called. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. I am the resurrection, I am the life. Those who believe in me will have eternal life. I I call you my friends. No longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. No greater love exists than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you love as I have commanded. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. I have chosen you to go forth and bear much fruit. Your fruit must endure, so my Abba will hear your prayer. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Martha replied, "Yes, Rabbi, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save us all. These are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save us all. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Abba and from Jesus our teacher. Christ Jesus came to save us all. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. These are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save us all. Martha said to Jesus, "I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Martha said to Jesus, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world.
You gifted Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus with a special friendship and accepted their hospitality whenever you were in Bethany. May we welcome you in the least of our sisters and brothers into our hearts and into our homes. You understood Martha's being busy about many things and her plea that Mary join her in serving. Teach us to be our true selves and to choose carefully what you are calling us to do. Mary sat at your feet and listened to your teachings and your stories. Open our ears and our hearts to listen deeply to the words you share with us each day in Scripture and in creation. Martha insisted that although you could have healed Lazarus before he died, God would listen to your every request. Give us her confidence that you are indeed the Anointed One who has come into the world. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were known to be your special friends and, like you, were held suspect by the religious leaders of your day. Strengthen us today as we walk in friendship with you, especially when religious leaders question or condemn us. 6 days before your death, Martha served you dinner, and Mary anointed your feet with precious oil. May those who care for the sick, the injured, and those near death be blessed with courage, stamina, and a deep sense of your presence in those they serve. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
great fire of charity, kindle in us both the generous hospitality of Martha and the contemplative spirit of Mary, whose feast we celebrate today. As the abundance of summer's fields and gardens calls us to be busy about many things and to share these blessings with others, may the overwhelming beauty and mystery of creation move us to contemplative wonder, gratitude, and praise. For your love is the power which creates, sustains, and guides all things to freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life, now and forever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. Ad te clamamus, exules filii Eve. Ad te suspiramus, gementes et flentes in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.